Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Everybody's talking about the bomb cyclone coming. They don't know the bomb cyclone is what Katie calls a victory in Are You Smarter Than Katie?
I thought you were going to say what they called me in college.
You didn't go to college.
I didn't.
Good morning, Lynn. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We've never been better, and that is a fact. Yeah. Katie's on the cusp of getting sick, and my back hurts so badly that I was in the ER the other day, and we're doing great.
No. I just have a cold. I'm fine.
Jackpot's up to $460. Oh, Katie's leaving the studio as we speak. Are you ready to play, Lynn?
Absolutely.
All right, five questions dealing with news and pop culture. Question one, the trailer for the live action version of How to Train Your Dragon dropped yesterday and grew the ire of lots of people. Why? Well, it seems like it is exactly, and I mean exactly, a shot-for-shot remake of the original. To see for yourself, text DRAGON to 909-1065. The main character has the same name as a bodily function. Is it burp, hiccup, or fart?
Hiccup.
Question two. Jay Leno was seen walking around L.A. with an eye patch on. The paparazzi asked him, what's going on with that? And he said he fell down a hill and hit his face on a rock. My God. He is expected to recover fine, though. True or false, your eye actually sees things upside down?
True.
Question three. John Stamos is coming under attack for a social media post of him with friend Dave Coulier, who has cancer. They're both bald in the picture because Coulier is going through chemotherapy, but Stamos is wearing a bald cap, and people called him out for that, saying it's insensitive. Chemo curls is a real thing. What is it?
You said chemo curls?
Yeah.
When the hair grows back kinky.
Okay. And question four, Post Malone announced his big tour, and joining him on this tour is Jelly Roll. That's going to be a pretty big tour. It's called the Big Ass Stadium Tour, and it's coming to San Francisco on July 1st. That's as close as it's coming to us. True or false, the name ass only applies to male donkeys?
True.
Okay. And question five, the Netflix Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight was huge, like record-setting huge. It brought in about 108 million viewers watching it, and it made $18 million. If Jake Paul won two-thirds of that $18 million for winning the fight, what does that give him? Three seconds. Three, two, one.
1 million.
All righty. Please bring Katie back in here. Lynn, are you in the car right now?
Yeah.
Where are we going?
I was going to work, but I parked on the side of the road, or not on the road, but like I got off the freeway. I'm going to Solano County for work.
What do you do there? First of all, thank you very much for pulling over and doing this. What do you do for them?
I'm in training.
To do what?
To be an eligibility worker.
An eligibility worker.
It feels like you're trying to keep us from knowing what you do really bad.
Eligible to do what?
It's top secret. to sign people up for Cal Fresh and Medi-Cal.
There we go. Okay. All right. Seems like a lot of training just to sign people up for something.
Well, you don't know how much training she's done. This could be her first or second day.
I just know that they try to sign people up at the mall for stuff. And it's
probably a little bit more complicated than
that. You know what? We'll never know.
Right, because it's a secret.
All right, Bomb Cyclone, you ready to play?
Yep.
Lynn's on hold. Question one.
Okay.
The trailer for the live-action version of How to Train Your Dragon, everybody wanted this,
right,
came out, and people immediately started making fun of it. Why? It is a shot-for-shot remake of the original. Everything even looks like the dragon Toothless even looks the same. Why did you make this movie? Anyway, if you want to see it for yourself, you can text DRAGON to 909-1065, and then, I don't know, let me know what you think. The main character has the same name as a bodily function.
Uh-huh.
Is it burp, hiccup, or fart?
Hiccup.
It is hiccup. Yeah. Uh-oh. Where's your ringy-ding? You deserve a ringy-ding.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Now you got applause. All right.
Okay.
There we go. Question two. Jay Leno was seen walking around L.A. with an eye patch on like a pirate.
Yeah, I saw his face looks messed up.
A paparazzi asked him, what's going on, Jay? And he said that the 74-year-old fell down a hill and hit his face on a rock.
Okay, he needs to... Remember when he got, like...
Yeah.
He was in a fire?
Yeah.
Like a year ago?
Stop doing anything.
Jay, sit down for a bit.
Jeez. He's expected to recover fine, but Katie's right. It looks a mess. True or false, your eye actually sees things upside down.
Oh. I feel like yes.
So
sure,
true?
True.
That is correct. Okay. Yes. Yes. Your brain then decodes it.
Yeah.
And says, wait a second. She's not on the sky.
I went and got my eyes tested at Newman LASIK, and I think we were talking about this.
Question three. John Stamos is coming under attack for a social media post of him and his friend Dave Coulier, who has cancer. Did you see the picture?
I didn't.
In the picture, they're both bald because Dave Coulier is going through chemotherapy.
Sure.
And everybody's like, oh my God, did John Stamos shave his head? No, he's wearing a bald cap in the picture. And people are saying that that's kind of insensitive.
I mean, if Dave doesn't have a problem with it, I don't know.
And Dave has released a statement saying, I don't have a problem with this. Please leave him alone.
Yeah.
His hair is his beauty.
He's Greek.
Chemo curls is a real thing.
Yes, it is.
What is it?
It is after you've gone through chemotherapy, when your hair grows back, it can have, if you have straight hair before, it's now curly.
That is correct. Yeah.
Shout out to our friend Lisa Beth for teaching me that.
There you go. Thanks, Lisa Beth.
Cancer.
Question four. Post Malone announced his big tour, and joining him on this tour is Jelly Roll. It's going to be a big tour.
How do you tell them apart?
Right. They look like a before and after picture in weight loss.
Oh, my God.
The tour is called the Big Ass Stadium Tour. The closest it's coming to us is San Francisco on July 1st.
Okay.
True or false, the name ass only applies to male donkeys.
I don't know. False.
That is correct.
Okay.
It applies to male and female donkeys.
Oh, I didn't understand the question.
Oh. Yeah, ass is actually a technical term for a donkey.
I thought you were saying, like, the only real use for it is a male donkey.
Oh, no. Okay, all right.
Whatever.
She's getting sick, everybody. Question five. The Netflix Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight was huge. Did you watch any of it?
A little bit, yeah.
Did you? I didn't watch any of it. I didn't really want to watch somebody beat up somebody old enough to be their dad.
I was certain Mike was going to win.
Were you?
1,000% certain.
He's almost 60.
I understand that, but it's Jake Paul.
Did you like his butt?
Who?
Mike Tyson's?
I must have missed that
part. Oh, you missed that part?
He showed his butt?
Yeah, and everybody was like, what? What's happening?
Why? Why?
Because they went to some locker room shot because it was live.
Oh.
And Mike Tyson greeted somebody and then turned around and his bare butt was there. And everybody's like, did I just see Mike Tyson's bare butt?
I feel like he's been punched too many times.
No. Anyway, though, it made $18 million. So if Jake Paul won two-thirds of that for winning, how much money did Jake Paul make?
Kevin! No idea.
$12 million is the answer there.
Absolutely no idea whatsoever. Wouldn't even know how to do it.
It's division. Lynn, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. Final score. You got Bob Cycloned, as they called it in college. You got 3. Katie got 4. So, wow, we're adding $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. Lynn, tell us what you want to, what you got to say.
All right, so today I am definitely not smarter than Katie.
Not today. Not today, but thank you so much. Hopefully you had fun.